Welcome back to Lansing Lugnuts pregame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lugnuts center fielder and leadoff man Chris Hopkins. Chris, you spent some time on the disabled list there, and now here you are back in the lineup and immediately not only being pressed into action, but you're leading off the order with Kenny Wilson on the disabled list. So what do you feel is expected of you when you go up there for that first at-bat?
I'm just trying to help out my team, just help us win a game. Just play hard and win, basically.
Well, you did that for Oregon State. You were a spark plug for the Beavers. They won the national championship. What do you remember from that year?
Man, I loved Oregon State. It was so much fun. It was a blast. I play with a few big leaguers now, so.
Who was the best guy that you played with?
I have to say the best guy I played with was probably had to be Darwin Barney.
Why?
He was just a great guy, a great teammate. Just all the aspects, he had them all. So,
who was the toughest pitcher that you faced in either in college or the minor leagues?
Man,
tough question.
I don't know. I have to say the toughest pitcher I faced in college, I guess, was I don't even know, to be honest. I'm sorry.
No worries. Speaking to Chris Hopkins in the pregame show, Chris, you were drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays. How did you find out that you were drafted?
It was actually a scout called me, and he told me I was drafted.
Were you with your family at the time?
Nuh-uh.
So did you immediately call up some people?
Oh, yeah.
Who'd you call first?
I had to call my mom first, of course. Of course, I called my mom.
What was your family's reaction?
Just thrilled to... I like to hear the great news about being drafted.
Did it take long before you signed that contract with the Blue Jays?
Nope. Nuh-uh.
So now you're in the minor leagues. What is different about you? Let's say Chris Hopkins, the college player, to Chris Hopkins, where you are now. What's the difference in you?
I think I'm more like I can hit a whole lot better now. I mean, I have great coaching now, too, and it's just a grind all the time, so it's either like I have to play hard or just, I don't know, just.
Well, let's speak about one thing that actually came out of one of your base hits. You won the game this past Saturday night. You were activated from the disabled list earlier in the day, and it was you who came out with that walk-off blow, bottom of the ninth inning, and that was also the 1,000th win in the history of the Lansing Lugnuts. So there was some kind of celebration. First, going up to the plate for that at-bat, what are you thinking?
I just had to get the job done. I mean, like, he kept throwing me off-speed pitches, and, I just had to battle him, and I did that.
So you battled back. It went from 0-2 to 2-2, and tell me what happened next.
He tried to bust me in, and I just hit the ball.
And then you celebrated with your teammates. Yeah. Were you just standing out there at second base and you saw them all coming?
Yeah, I knew I was going to get bum rushed.
Had you ever had a walk-off hit before?
It was in college, too. I think I had one. But
nothing
it felt
like
great
that.
Here. So.
Speaking with Chris Hopkins on the pregame show, finally, Chris, if not baseball, what would you be doing?
I would probably be sports agent of some sort.
Any sport in particular?
No. I don't care, really.
Chris, thank you very much for taking the time.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right.